I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been 5 days since Cyclone Nargis slammed into Burma. The death toll is now feared to be as high as 100,000. Many more people were left homeless by the storm, and it's tough to find food or clean water. But international aid to the country is still just trickling in. We're going to have more on that in a few minutes. But first, our BBC reporter in Burma. The military government is not allowing foreign journalists in, so for safety reasons, we are not going to reveal the reporter's name. We spoke to him earlier today, and he described the Burmese government's efforts to deal with this disaster.
In Rangoon, there is at least some sign of a clear-up, of an organised clear-up. There are soldiers placed on the streets in gangs, clearing away some of the thousands of trees that were felled by this storm on Saturday. But as you head further west into the Irrawaddy Delta, which is the area that was worst hit by the cyclone, there really isn't any sign of a concerted and coordinated aid effort, certainly not one that would in any way meet the needs of around a million people who live in the Irrawaddy area, many of whom have been left homeless. Now, we know that there are communities out there numbering tens of thousands of people who are cut off. The Irrawaddy Delta, as the name suggests, is a network of rivers and canals, and these have just flooded, and there is no way to get there unless you have a boat or a helicopter, and the Burmese government simply doesn't have enough boats or helicopters.
Is it allowing boats or helicopters in, or does it plan to, from the international community, since they're in such dire need of them?
Well, there's certainly offers on the table, and around the region there is aid building up at airports and further afield from across the world. There are offers coming in. We went to Rangoon Airport today to see whether there was any activity there, and apart from two commercial airliners, we couldn't see anything resembling a transport plane or an aid plane or a military plane. Some have arrived, and we have seen pictures of those on Burmese state TV, but nothing compared to what is being offered, and the United Nations in particular is frustrated that it can't even get a big enough team in here to even start assessing what people's needs might be. There is simply not enough reliable information about what's going on there, and that's not helped, of course, by the Burmese government stopping journalists going and stopping aid workers who are, as I say, just an hour's flight away in Bangkok and ready to come in.
Right. We should say that the government does not want journalists, including you, there right now. We won't keep you too much longer, but just tell us the frustration that the international community is feeling. Is it shared by the people of Rangoon or and outside Rangoon, as you say, in the Irrawaddy Delta, or are they too beaten down right now and trying to survive to get angry?
I mean, there is frustration. The anger is muted at this stage, but I think it's a safe bet to say that that unless things improve dramatically and quickly, that frustration could turn into anger and manifest it in a political way. And it may be for that reason that the military regime here has closed all the main Buddhist temples for the time being. It could possibly be that they are anticipating that these temples, as people come to bring offerings and prayers for dead loved ones, that these temples become a focus for organised dissent. And we've seen in the past year, and back in September and October, how this government deals with that kind of dissent and how wary they are of anything resembling open protests.
All right, we're going to let you go now, but I wonder if there's one final image from your travels during the day that that you could leave us with to tell us what's going on.
I think there is an aerial view of Burma that is unforgettable for anyone who's experienced it. This is a country that is lush and green, but at the moment is blanketed in water. And coming into Rangoon, which is a city that is famous for its tree-lined boulevards, and any big tree has just been ripped up, just pulled out like some kind of stalk of grass and littering the entire countryside. The power of that storm really beggars belief.
That's the BBC's reporter in Burma.